good morning.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on News Radio KMAN. And I'm going to go ahead and kind of start off. It'll be kind of a little uncomfortable, kind of some sad news, kind of to catch up on a state news story that we've been telling all throughout this morning about that missing Hoisington toddler. The toddler has been found, but unfortunately, the toddler was found deceased. Body was found missing, and a man has been arrested. The Hoisington Police Department said on his Facebook page that 23-month-old was found dead in rural Barton County. That a 25-year-old man who was known to her was arrested. He's been booked in jail on suspicion of second-degree murder. So, unfortunate update there out of Hoisington. That news just broke maybe about 15, 20 minutes ago. And you know what, Dave? Since you did mention it, the whole Trump thing with him getting a lot of flack for Russia. I will say it's like, yes, a lot of past presidents have called the Russian president and congratulated him.
And vice versa.
Right. The key difference with this, and again, it's just like you can understand if you're in the White House, if you're trying to help the president the best he can, to have the best optics for the public, you could definitely understand the frustration and hair pulling.
Oh, I can't imagine what it would be like. I can't imagine what it would be like to working there.
I mean, unlike those past presidents, the thing with those past presidents is that when they congratulated Putin, they weren't at the time being accused of maybe being a little too comfy. It's just the optics of it, right? It's just like,
it's the timing. It's the timing of it.
The timing,
because
yes.
Of, you know, the role, alleged role that Russia played within the 2016 elections here.
Well, that's not alleged according to every U.S. intelligence agency.
I understand. But, you know, they haven't been convicted or there hasn't been necessarily crimes there. But there's obviously involvement there. But you know, in the heels of that, it just seems unsavory for most to place that phone call.
Right.
Nothing to be gained, nothing to be lost by not making a phone call.
Yeah, just an optics.
You know, and anymore, how important is the optics? It's important to everybody who has, obviously, an interest.
Sure.
But in the long term of thing, what does the impact mean? What does that mean?
Oh, it's way down the list of things.
Exactly.
For people to be
exactly.
Concerned
I mean,
about.
How big of a deal is that? In within the relationship between the two countries, just how big of a deal is that?
I would say with the relationship between the countries, I don't know if it really changes anything that much. It's more the optics of when you're the focus of a special investigation into all this.
When
every U.S. agency
and when you're dealing with optics or you're dealing with reality,
and also with what's going on in Britain with that Russian spy and those chemical weapons that were used. Again, it's like, I think there was a reason.
I'm no sympathizer.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that his staff had it in all caps for a reason. You know, it's kind of like, what are you going on there?
I didn't see that. It was in all caps.
All
don't
caps,
do that.
Apparently. Yeah, that's what the reports say.
Do not go there.
But anyway,
my goodness, what a menagerie we have, you know, with all of the Stormy Daniels and another Playboy model and a couple of others.
It's a busy time, a busy time for a lot of
you
folks.
Know, they used to call those Bembo alerts. Wasn't that what the phrase was back in the Clinton administration? The Bembo alerts. Yeah, but this time you're talking. Yeah. Didn't you? That was one of Hillary's phrases that she used. There's
a bimbo everywhere or something like that.
Yeah, bimbo alerts. And so, yeah, it happens. You know, unfortunately, it's so prominent.
Very prominent.
And it's not just among politicians. But then again, he was not a politician at the time. Not that that really comes into matter.
Right.
A lot of character matters.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to watch that unfold. Looking ahead to this Wednesday edition of In Focus. After our first break, we'll have in studio Manhattan Christian College's Director of Institutional Advancement, Jolene Roop. We'll have her and for the rest of the hour talk about things going on at MCC. But before we get to that in a few minutes, when we get to that break, I do want to catch some folks up on something that I've kind of been talking about throughout, really since last, around Christmas time, or whenever The Last Jedi came out. I went ahead and got it on Vudu the other night, so I got in my second viewing. I only saw it once
on
in the theaters.
On Vudu?
Yeah, Vudu.
Vudu, what's
digital?
What's,
it's just a digital service.
Digital, okay.
Yeah, I think it started
like
through
a
Walmart.
Streamlining,
yeah.
A streamlining thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually already out on digital
like
release.
Roku and...
Very
How
similar.
Many of those are there?
Oh, so many.
You know, I really don't use anything other than Netflix, which
right.
is on occasion. But anyway, I hijacked your story. Go ahead.
Oh, you're okay. So I went ahead and downloaded it because it's not on a hard copy release yet. I think that's probably maybe this week or next week that comes out on hard.
Oh, really?
I think next week that comes out on like Blu-ray and hard copy. But I went ahead and got it on digital. So I went ahead and got that second viewing in. And I said I wanted to see the second viewing in the theaters because the first viewing, I had concerns. I wasn't sure how to feel about it. And I didn't get a chance to see that second time in the theater. So I went ahead and watched it on digital last Wednesday night and finished. I actually fell asleep. And then I finished it the other night. And my concerns remain. My concerns remain. I was hoping that watching it a second time would kind of give me maybe I'm seeing something new for the first time. Maybe I'm just kind of noticing some things that maybe I didn't miss before. So I gave it another chance, basically, to check it out again. And my concerns still remain. The main concern I have, and I don't know, maybe I'm just becoming just this crotchety old Star Wars nerd.
Oh, no, not you.
It could be happening.
No.
We have some Pawnee Mental Health folks coming
in
a little
out
later.
It's coming out March 27th.
March 27th.
Able to see here. So
we do have some Pawnee Mental Health folks coming in actually
Need some
tomorrow.
Help with this?
Yeah, maybe we might talk about this a little bit.
Can you help me dial down my crotchetiness?
Right.
Is that what you're asking them to do?
Maybe just give me a quick evaluation. Like, am I looking at this wrong? Is there something wrong with me?
Dude,
and maybe not the movie. I don't know.
Be careful what you ask for because you open that door. There's going to be some things. You might just uncover a whole lot more. I challenge you. Let's do this on the air.
Yeah,
we all want to see this.
And
trust me, we don't want that to happen with me.
But my big concern... And I think this is valid. I'm not going to it's not necessarily that the story as much as it just felt so limited. Like Star Wars is known for being a very grand thing into this big giant universe. And I felt like, half the movie. And if you have, I guess I'll say spoiler alert. I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, come on. But most of the movie is spent in this last ship. The good guys are in this last ship. Most of the movie.
I haven't seen it. Don't spoil it.
Jar Jar comes back. No, he doesn't. But it just felt really limited. It just felt really
Darth
kind
Vader
of
didn't make it back? Darth
Not
Vader didn't come back?
Necessarily.
Okay, so.
Unnecessarily.
I don't care.
Yeah, just felt very kind of constrained. It felt like a small world when I saw it the second time. Because that was my big concern the first time I watched it, is I felt that it was too constrained for something that is known for being a big, vast, giant universe of all these different locations and all these different big themes. And it just felt... It still felt a little limited to me. It still felt a little constrained and not as grand, and it felt a little isolated with the stories and even just the players involved. I don't, I'll definitely see that they're. I mean, I bought it. I mean, Star Wars will have my money forever. That's not going to change, and I'll see the next one when it comes out. I'll see Solo. I mean, I'm in. I'm hooked.
Well,
but, sure.
Yeah. It's like me with the James Bond film.
Right.
I grew up with James Bond. Of course, I kind of grew up with Star Wars
sure.
was 77. I saw that in the Plaza Theater in Abilene.
Yeah.
Long, long time ago. I think I may have also seen it at a drive-in there at Abilene. But I remember just being totally blown away by it in 1977. But, I have not bought into the rest of the whole Star Wars thing. I think the last one, what was the last one I really, truly saw? I don't know. In a theater.
Did you see Rogue One?
I have it. I bought it.
Rogue One was good. I like
it. But
Rogue
I have
One
not seen it yet. I did buy the other day. I went in the store and daughter wanted Thor, so we got Thor. Also got the Justice League. And I had not seen Wonder Woman, so bought that one. Now here's a funny story. We were talking about movies the other day. Do you recall when we talked about Hoosiers?
Right.
I have not seen that.
Oh, really?
Now, we had a listener that brought in the DVD and said, here's your homework for spring break. Because I guess apparently he was listening to us in his car with his daughters, school age. You know, it's spring break. They may be listening right now. Guys, I have not yet watched it yet. I've been a little bit busy. Had some basketball over the weekend. Had the Eagles concert on Monday night. Had the off-the-hook brawl crawl last night. Got another thing tonight. I might be able to watch it tomorrow. No, I won't. Because we got a basketball game tomorrow.
Oh, right. Big game
tomorrow. So I may not be able to get to it this week. But I will get to watch Hoosiers at some point. But it was a nice gesture for them to bring their DVD back.
Yeah, it's something you got
to
see.
Here to the radio station so that I could watch it.
It is one of those iconic sports movies for sure. But,
yeah.
I guess I just
haven't gotten around to seeing it.
Yeah. I guess basically the main point of my story is that second viewing of Last Jedi, I'm still not convinced. There's things I appreciate about it, but my concerns remain. And hot take here, I think I liked Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, better than The Last Jedi.
Okay.
Let's watch those phone lines light up. But let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll have Jolene Roop, MCC's Director of Institutional Advancement, on the other side of the break here on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland. 776-9668. Online at